Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn how to communicate like the world's greatest leaders. Hey, welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast with TK Stratton. I'm Chad Kirby, and we're jumping into one of the most critical elements of being a successful communicator, which in turn gives you the success that you want and that you're hoping for. And that is, TK, having confidence in your communication and how you can build up that confidence. And TK, there's always this balance that people always seem to battle with when it comes to confidence versus arrogance. And we know that feeling when we're with someone that's really arrogant. And we know that feeling with someone that's just simply confident makes us feel good. What do you think is the big difference between the two in your experience in business and in life?
You know, I think just my opinion, an arrogant person who's really, you know, cocky and arrogant talks about them all the time. It's typically they're trying to fill in some gap that they're feeling that they have. So it's really, in my opinion, arrogance is a form of insecurity. And so they're trying to, you know, lift themselves because they are insecure. A truly confident person, and if you really place yourself in a position where you've really felt good about yourself, you could, you know, think about times in your life, maybe that's now, maybe that's, you know, days ago or whatever, weeks ago, when you felt really good about yourself, if you think about it, there, you weren't really thinking about yourself. And when a person who really feels good about themselves, confident about themselves, they're not even worried about themselves, and they don't need to credential themselves. They don't need to tell everyone or be cocky about themselves because they already feel really good about themselves inside. And that's a really high confident person with high self-esteem. An arrogant person is usually a person with very low self-esteem, and they're doing all these things because they don't feel good about themselves or they feel insecure about themselves.
Yeah. And so TK, if you break it down even further, the person who is confident is okay listening to the other person. The person who's arrogant is the person who feels like they always have to be the one talking, always have to be the one sharing the story, always have to be the one explaining away their success.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that goes back to this, for them to really be successful, you know, everyone's favorite subject, even if confident people, their favorite subject is themselves. You know,
right.
Just like what we talk about. And so you have the urge to want to talk about yourself, but when you really feel good about yourself and you're really set in your ways, you can do that really well and listen to what other people have to say rather than worrying so much about what you want to say.
Right. Right. That's huge. Now, TK, we're going to introduce an equation that will help everyone listening to really create greater connection through their confidence. And so the equation is, confidence plus vulnerability equals connection. So we talk about that everyone wants to talk about themselves, and it's great. It's fantastic. We need to be better listeners. In fact, TK, you even suggested we should have changed the name of the book and podcast. What did you think? You had mentioned it earlier today.
You know, it's so true. You know, we call it Speak and Get What You Want. It really should be titled Don't Speak and Get What You Want. You know, because the biggest part of everything is how we listen, you know, and when we're not listening, it's really hard to understand what the other person's point of view is. And that goes in sales, understanding what they really want and what they're really looking for because you didn't listen, you know?
Absolutely. And so as we talk about this equation here for a moment, confidence plus vulnerability equals the connection. And so how does vulnerability, which a lot of people would say, wait, that makes no sense, Chad, TK. If we're confident, we can't show vulnerability because we have to be this pillar of strength. So TK, why is it that confidence coupled together with vulnerability actually enables you to connect with other people?
Right. Yeah. You know, you and I have talked a lot about this. You know, some examples I can think of is, you know, Ken McElroy, who were part of his group. When you listen to his videos, he really doesn't have qualms with telling people all of the things that he did wrong, you know, and the mistakes that he made. and dumb moves he made and bad investments that he made and different things like that. And you look at a guy like Ken, who's a confident guy, high self-esteem. He's so happy with what he's been able to do and create that he has no problem sharing what he did wrong. And he still, in to this day, knows that he's not even the biggest or best out there, but he's comfortable with himself. So he has no problem sharing those things with other people to help them become better. And I think that's a lot to say about a guy like Ken McElroy, is when you feel that good about yourself, you're comfortable in your own skin, you have no problem sharing with other people all the mistakes you made, because we all make them. We all mess up. We all, you know, make those mistakes that can ruin different parts of our lives. And some people, when you're really insecure, you don't want to tell people those things, right? You know, because you don't, again, it goes back to that arrogance thing. You're so concerned about what other people think about you that you don't even share those types of things that might help that other person or even help you. So you don't share them, or you put them in a light that maybe isn't totally true on what really happened, to protect that ego that you have and someone's perception that you might think they would have of you if you shared that.
Well, and TK, when you know who you really are and you're confident in who you really are, you don't mind sharing that vulnerability or those experiences, exhibiting that vulnerability, because you're confident in who you have become. And, you know, it was interesting. One of the most powerful presentations I ever saw you give was at one of your companies. And I was sitting there and it was a company meeting. And I don't even know if you recall this or not, but your company was very, very successful at the time. And everyone in the company looked at you and thought, wow, TK, he's so successful. He has all these resources now, all this money now. And there was this feeling sometimes of, man, he doesn't really remember what it was like to be me. And I remember you got up in front of the group and you were talking about the mission of this company that you were leading. And you talked about how you couldn't afford, was it milk? When you were in the early days of the company, and you were talking about how your wife, Michelle, had just had Kinsley, and you were debating over whether you could even buy a gallon of milk or something along those lines. And in the way that you showed that level of vulnerability, I remember everyone in the company being boosted with confidence and excitement, because you sent a very powerful message to them. Like, I absolutely know what it's like to have nothing. I absolutely know what it's like to struggle and to not even know where I'm going to get this gallon of milk. But let me tell you, through perseverance, through hard work, let me explain what we built and what we're going to build. And everyone in the meeting was excited. They were enrolled and they wanted to follow you because you showed that level of vulnerability. And rather than just getting up and going, hey, listen, when I was born, I just start counting dollar bills. That's just what I've done since birth, right? But showing that level of vulnerability. But it's something, TK, that you don't just ever stop doing. I remember you shared with me a recent story where, you know, TK, you and I are teaching communication and how you can grow your business and be more successful in sales and business and leadership through communication. But you shared with me recently that you had an experience where you, the person who tells everyone that they need to listen, fell into the trap of not listening. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's true. You know, we all make mistakes. I made a lot of my mistakes, and you know, when we get involved in those conversations, it's hard to think about these things that we're talking about and teaching, especially when you're trying to sell something or ask for something. So, just going to everyone who's listening, that's really what we have to focus on is, really listening and getting out of our own heads. It's easy to think about what you really want to say, but does the other person really want to hear it? You know, and understanding that. I remember there's this, we were chasing, capital is what part of what we do for some of our deals. And there was a big fund, it's a kind of a family office thing that we were looking at and presenting. And a deal that we had that we thought they'd be interested in. And in my mind, it was like in a right up their alley. It was perfect for them. And, you know, the way we structured it was perfect and all that kind of stuff. And again, I got in my own head on what I thought was really good for them. And we got on this meeting and had it and the really nice people, everything went really well. We felt, you know, during the meeting, but they were just like, yeah, that just doesn't work for us. And this and that, and we're rather than hear it really listening, I kept talking and I said, well, this is why, and this is what I think. And this is, and when the reality of it came down to, you know, it didn't matter what I thought. What matters is what they're looking for and what they're thinking. So we left the meeting and they didn't want to do the deal. Well, I thought about it and I was really stewing over what went wrong and why they would not do that, and thinking, you know, I thought I did everything right. And the more I thought about it, they mentioned some things that I just avoided. And I just kept presenting what I wanted to present and what I wanted to talk about, why I felt it was such a great deal for them. And so I called them back a couple of days later, realizing that. And I told the guy, I said, hey, look, you know, I really appreciated your time. This was a really good meeting. And it was great meeting with you and your team, but I felt I didn't do a good job listening to what you guys were looking for. And I wanted to see if we could start that conversation over a little bit. Tell me a little bit about what you are looking for, where I went wrong, and you know what that would need to look like if we did something together. And that totally changed the whole attitude of the whole situation. And then he was able to talk and listen. And I got so much clarity out of that phone call and realized how many areas I went completely wrong. And what I said wrong and what I was presenting wasn't even close to what they were looking for or how it needed to be structured.
Right.
And I learned a ton just because I talked to him. And actually, I feel like our relationship with that group is even better because I made that phone call. And that's
no question.
You know, that's hard to do. You know, it's hard to suck up your pride to make that phone call. It was even hard for me, you know, but sometimes that is the best thing you can do. And you make those phone calls, you get it off your chest, you get everything behind you, and just really be, like we say, vulnerable and say, look, you know, I messed up. Talk to me. You know, how can I make this right? What does it need to look like? You know, I messed up. And that's really hard when you're feeling insecure. That's really hard to do.
Yeah,
you
know,
because you don't want to present that vulnerability to someone and of how they might think of you, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And TK, what's amazing about that analogy or that story you just shared was that the thing that most of us do, and many, many people listening to this would agree, is that we leave that conversation thinking to ourselves, TK, oh, those people, they're idiots. They're clueless. They didn't get it. I clearly articulated everything. They just don't understand. They don't get the value, you know?
Totally.
And rather than doing that, you stopped and you said, you know what? Maybe I didn't listen well enough. And
totally.
I promise you, in a world that is completely full of noise, TK, you separated yourself from everybody else because you just stopped and said, you know what? I don't think I was listening well enough.
You know, and even if I didn't separate myself or whatever, I was able to salvage a relationship.
Sure.
You know,
that sure
may have gone not well in the future. And
right.
So I think that's why that's important. Is again, we go back to, we call the book Speak and Get What You Want. You know, probably the real title should be Don't Speak and Get What You Want. Listen, you know, it's critical. And just really finding out what someone's looking for. And that goes into anything that we sell, you know, or looking for. We may not even get into a presentation with something that we're trying to sell, product or whatever, once you learn what the person's really wanting and looking for. It may not even be a fit, but you don't know until you ask and you listen.
Right. And listening, as we've talked about before, TK, requires a high level of work. We really have to listen to what they're saying. But with that being said, when you will add vulnerability, and you were vulnerable, you said, hey, you know what? I didn't listen very well. Can I, and you re-engage them by showing that vulnerability instead of saying, you know what, those people are dumb. Because we automatically want to place the blame on others and not look inward. But if we can just show that vulnerability. Now, let me emphasize this, TK, that, and we've talked about this before, vulnerability is a lot like salt. We desperately need it, but we need it in the right portion. Right. Mm-hmm. So you said, hey, I didn't listen very well. And then you immediately engage them again.
Yeah.
But what if you would have said too much?
Yeah, I like that. Just like salt.
Yeah, because we start sharing too much. In fact, TK, you and I were doing a training years ago, and I got up and I was teaching this very principle of vulnerability, right? And I was teaching how important it was to make it like salt. And I dove into trying to illustrate the example. I was super vulnerable. TK, I don't know if you remember this, but I start talking about my family life and some dysfunctional things there and so forth. And then after it was over, you pulled me aside and said, hey, remember how you were teaching, you know, maybe not be too vulnerable with the salt analogy? Yeah. Yeah. I think you were too vulnerable there because you made everybody in the room uncomfortable. And so it's important that we practice these things because TK and I are on the call and we're on this podcast and we wrote the book and we talk about it all the time. But TK, it takes intentionality for us too. Like absolutely. We have to be intentional about it.
Absolutely. But unless you keep swinging and keep trying, you don't get any better. So you got to continue to go to those meetings to make those phone calls you don't want to make. And you keep practicing these skills, you know, and then you just get better and better.
Right. And if your level of vulnerability isn't there to contribute to the success of the situation, then don't, you know, don't share it. Meaning this, TK, you were talking about how you didn't listen. Okay. And that was directly connected with the situation. But if you had just had, you know, you just accidentally ran over your dog and your car was wrecked or whatever, and you had all these things coming, it probably not call them and just say, hey, sorry, that meeting didn't go well. And then dump on them and just start talking about all these other things that doesn't pertain to them. Make sure your vulnerability connects to the situation.
Right.
And so TK, as we look at that equation, when we look at confidence plus vulnerability equals connection, why is it? And by the way, the thing that destroys that equation as we started with at the beginning was arrogance. Why do you think people struggle so much with the confidence plus vulnerability equals connection equation, and they gravitate towards that arrogance piece? Why do you think that's such a challenge for people?
You know, I think that can be a challenge for all of us. You know, I think it depends on your circumstance and kind of where you're letting your head go with yourself. But we do know, you know, I think everyone would agree that when you're feeling insecure, you're less likely to want to share your weaknesses. You're less likely to want to share where you messed up or what's wrong. And you try and hide those things to protect how you think people will view you. But truly confident people aren't worried about that. You look at the most successful people in the world, they don't really care what people think about them. You know, you look at like Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, all these guys, they're really, you know, guys with high self-esteem. They don't really care what people think about them. And that's because of their high self-esteem and how they feel about themselves. So what they're doing is all that really they really care about. And what other people think of them doesn't. But people who are arrogant, or again, going back to what is the same thing, low self-esteem, low confidence, they're going to care a lot about what other people think. And so if you can get that out of your head and not worry about what other people think, what can you accomplish? What can you do? If you didn't care about what the person on the other side of the phone call was thinking about you, how would you handle that conversation? You know, if you didn't care about how someone viewed you or looked at you when you went to go see them, what meetings would you go have that you weren't going to have because you were worried on how they might think that you're dumb or whatever?
Right.
you know, but when you don't care, you know, people like that authenticity and honesty when you show that you might not know something and you're honest about it rather than pretending that you do.
That's a great point you brought up there. So vulnerability also is simply an indication of authenticity, that you're authentic. You're not trying to pretend to be someone. So when you call that, when you called those wealth managers, you call them back and you're saying, listen, I made a mistake here. I should have listened better. You are being authentic. You weren't trying to manipulate the situation. You were just trying to be authentic. And TK, I believe today more than ever, people crave authenticity. In the Instagram world we live in and, you know, the fake social media world we live in, people crave authenticity. Yeah. So when you show that confidence coupled with that vulnerability, it really does show that you're authentic. Then people really want to be with you and be around you. But something else you said that I think is important, that when you said that confident people derive their worth from who they know they are. Arrogant people, you know, their worth comes from what they think other people think they are, right? And so an arrogant person is always so worried about what other people are thinking because that's where their worth is coming from, rather than that confident person who knows, okay, this is who I am and I feel confident and my worth comes from who I know I am. So TK, as we wrap up, I'm going to put you on the spot one more time. And I want you to think about this for a moment, because when we talk about that confidence and vulnerability equals connection, and we're like, okay, Chad, we get it. We need to be vulnerable and we need to have that confidence. We need to not worry about what others think as much as we value ourselves. But TK, confidence is something that we battle all the time. And I remember you confiding in me years after we knew each other that you had struggled with self-confidence. And I was stunned by that. I was like, TK, how have you struggled with self-confidence? You know what I mean? I walk down the street and people say, you introduce yourself as TK. I've literally heard this. People will say, oh, you say, my name's TK. And someone says under their breath, total knockout, right? You get all this positive feedback coming back from you. And so I was like, TK, you struggled with self-confidence at times? And the question I have then is, TK, today, no one never struggles with confidence. I mean, all of us have struggled at confidence at different times and to different degrees. How do you combat that if you have what people say, quote unquote, a blow to your confidence? What do you do to help build that confidence up again within yourself?
You know, I think it's, continuing to fake it till you make it is how I think what they call it. You know, sometimes confidence is really how you're portraying yourself to other people, and self-esteem is how you really feel inside. So I think if you practice confidence, eventually you start feeling that inside. At least, you know, that's how I think it is for a lot of people. But I think being aware of that with other people you deal with is just as important, because when you start seeing it, when you start recognizing it and you start practicing, you start seeing those insecurities come out in other people that you didn't realize had it as well. And sometimes we place ourselves lower than someone else when they might be thinking less of themselves than we ever imagined, you know?
Right.
But I have a mentor that's taught me. He said, you know, when you deal with the opinionated or egotistical, always give credit where it isn't due. And I think that's a powerful suggestion that we can all use. When you're dealing with someone who's arrogant, typically with low self-esteem because he's arrogant, use that to your advantage and even build them up, because they're actually needing that validation is what they're saying. So if you can use that to your advantage and even build them up more rather than, oh, he's arrogant, and then we try and put him down further. Well, they're already feeling down. So you do that, you're just going to lose you're going to drop even further. But when I'm dealing with a client or, you know, someone that I'm trying to do a deal with or having a conversation with, and you recognize that, use that to your advantage and find ways that you can even build them up even more, because that validation that you're giving them, they start relating that to you and then they start trusting you more. So if you can just avoid thinking about that in your head and use it to your advantage to build that person up even more, that's what they're looking for. Give them what they want. People's favorite subject is themselves. If you can find ways where you can build them up even more, they start validating you as a positive person to be around and someone they can trust and someone they can deal with. So I try and find ways, because a lot of people are that way, you know, that a lot of people struggle with low self-esteem. So if you can, the more self-esteem you can give others, the more you have, the easier it is to give away. So the more you practice this, the better. But I try and find ways when I can to use that to my advantage with someone who's being arrogant or something like that. Use it to your advantage, because they're looking for that validation. Why not give it to them if it's going to help you?
Oh, totally. That's gold, TK. That was amazing what you just unpacked there. And to emphasize the point you made, keep moving forward. When you are beat up, you keep moving forward. Even when you don't feel like moving forward, you keep moving forward. And that's powerful. And if everyone listening takes that last part, that last segment of what you said and applied it, buckle up, success is around the corner for you. And that corner is coming fast. So listen closely to what TK just broke down there. That was powerful. I'd skip back and listen to it again and again, because you internalize that and watch what happens. I guarantee you, you'll be successful. TK, as always, amazing, amazing insights. Great being with you. Have a tremendous day, everyone.